Accession number 14208, real 6.
Sergei Siganov. This will be real 6. Zhirinovsky is treated, and I don't know whether you would agree with this, but as a bit of a joke in the West. Should we take him more seriously?
I think you should not take Zhirinovsky very seriously, but you should take rather a trend of Zhirinovsky's very seriously. I do not believe that Zhirinovsky has any future in Russian politics, and it has been just recently proved by some of his people leaving the fraction in the parliament and complaining about Zhirinovsky being aggressive and too clownish to represent the Liberal Democratic Party of Russia. I believe that a person who might be more serious, more appealing to the nation, especially with a significant war record, maybe some person young enough, but also with some political clout, might be much more threatening and much more effective. And I believe that that kind of person is being currently cultivated within the ranks of the party. It always comes from the ranks, from somewhere. It might be some sort of a Russian general who is right now fighting in one of those wars down in Central Asian Muslim republics, or it might be another general who is right now with the Russian troops in Moldova. We don't know who exactly that might be, but there is a trend. There is currently a political base for that sort of a politician. It just takes for him to be more skillful, subtle, and more appealing to the nation than Zhirinovsky is. Zhirinovsky has a number of setbacks, drawbacks, which would never allow him, it seems to me, to be a national leader. I don't think that he's got a lot of charisma. He's got a lot of charisma, but it's not the type of charisma Russians like, generally. And my feeling is that he had some things in his past which are not yet uncovered. And I believe that the simple notion that Zhirinovsky is a half-Jew in an extremely xenophobic anti-Semitic Russian culture means a good deal. And I don't think that people could vote him in judging on that and thinking about some other hidden qualities which they don't know but are likely to know very soon, because I believe that other political opponents are digging up something in his past.
Finally, Sergei, do you think the Cold War is over?
No, I don't think so. The Cold War of the 1945 till 1989, roughly, is over. But there is a new kind of Cold War is cooking, and we don't know what kind of Cold War it will be. But I'm sure that there are some indicators that a new version of Cold War is quite possible in a world. I do not believe, though, there will be the Cold War between the superpowers like Russia and the U.S. Most likely, it might be the Cold War caused by the Third World politics and maybe North and South discrepancies, immigration and refugee problems, rather than traditionally borderline mentality.
How easy is it for you, as a Russian being in the US, do you find?
I find it very very unusual. I find it extremely disturbing because I believe U.S. has an infectious quality of passing on its values on whoever is coming to live in the country. And I believe to a certain extent, whatever foreigner, where he lives or works or does business in the country, is getting to a certain extent Americanized.
And are you comfortable with that?
I believe, yeah.
Well, Sergei, we could go on for days, and thank you very much for sparing me so much of your very precious time.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much.